Ran te zain am gynhaf. Omar av asi, dorash rab shila ishkvar t'marta, ma kosub shila matra shila schusan shi Yisrael eno nimchak. We see from here that Gavriel kept rewriting what Mordechai did, even though Shimshi was trying to erase it. So if the schus of Klal Yisrael down here can't be erased, ksav shila malo koshkin, surely the ksav of Zechuyos of Klal Yisrael above can't be erased. Lo nasa imo dover, omar rova, lo mitnei she'ovin is Mordechai, et mitnei she'sonim is Haman, the, what's it called, Nari HaMelech, when the king asked what was done to Mordechai, they answered nothing was done to him. They could have lied or whatever, they could have avoided saying anything good about Mordechai, but it's not because they like Mordechai, it's because they hated Haman. Heichin lo, tonid lo heichin, that asher heichin lo means pashut, that he prepared for him, for Mordechai. But it can also be read, Heichin lo, he prepared for himself. You say, when Haman made the tree, so he measured himself on it to see how it would fit for a person. And in the end, he was the one who was hung on it. Vasekein lo Mordechai, omer lei monu Mordechai. So Achashverosh told Haman, go do what you just said to Mordechai. He said, who's Mordechai? Omer lei ha-Yehudi, Mordechai Yehudi. Omer lei tuva Mordechai, he could be, there's a lot of Mordechais. Omer lei ha-Yoshe b'shar ha-Melech. Omrale sogile bechad discarta inoi bechad nahara. Yeah, you don't have to do everything I said to him. It's enough. Give him one city, the taxes from one city, or lake, river, to what's it called, to take the taxes. Omrale honami havle. Give him that also. Al tapel dover mikolasho dibarta, and don't leave anything out from what you said. Vayika chomen esalavush liasasus ozal. So Haman went to find Mordechai to get him to get dressed and get on the horse. So he found that he was sitting and learning with the Talmidim, and he was showing them Hilchus Kemitza. Kiven dechazi Mordechai da'apik lekavle v'susei meyachid biyadei mirsas. When he saw that Haman coming with a special horse, he thought that was it, or taking him away to execute him. Amr l'rabban and high rishoy l'miktol nafshi kolas. He's coming to kill me. Zilu mikomai deli sichbo b'chach l'aso. Run away, that you shouldn't be burnt with his coal. You shouldn't, there shouldn't be any collateral damage here to you. Vahi shait and esatib Mordechai v'kom leil susos. So Mordechai got up, put on his talus, and started to daven. Also Haman v'yosif leikomai. Haman sat there waiting for him to finish daven. V'orich adesolik Mordechai l'slusay. He was waiting till Mordechai finished davening. So he said to the Rabbanan, who are still there, what were you learning? When the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a person would bring a mincha, and one handful of the flour would atone for him. Your one kometz of flour pushed away the 10,000 talents of silver that I gave to Achashverosh. Omar Leh, so when Mordechai finished davening, he said to him, Rosha, Eved Shekon Nechosim, Eved Lemi Unechosim Lemi, what's it called, a slave who owns things. Who does it belong to? It belongs to his master. And I'm your master, so what are you saying? Your Aseris Alofim Kikar Kesef, it's my Aseris Alofim, because Mashiach Kona Eved Kona Rabo. See Rashi till here. Lo heichin, v'tzorech asmi, did it for himself in the end. Discard a kfar, nahar a little mechas. All these things, he'd give him one river, one country that he should be able to take the taxes from it. L'rabban and Talmida, the Talmidim of Mordechai. Hilchos Kemitza, Dorish binyan shalom. Why would they learn the laws of Kemitza? The Shishosa b'Nisan haik, it was the 16th day of Nisan. Hu yom t'nufasa omer, the day you brought the omer. So he was learning the laws of Menachos, loved after the laws of the Menachos of the Omer, but since they were learning about the Omer, they were learning the other halachas of Menachos too. Okay. And the Sfarim say that even though the Chor of the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built, but they had a Mizbeach, and they were bringing Karbanos. But the Karban HaOmer they didn't bring, because we learned before that, according to one opinion, at least Kedusha Sa'aretz was bottle, and therefore there was no Omer. Also, others say that once they stopped building the Beis HaMikdash, they stopped bringing Karbanos also. They built a Mizbeach, they started bringing Karbanos, Then the binyan Beis HaMikdash was bottled, and they stopped bringing korbanos till they actually built the bais. Okay, and the 10,000 Aseres Alofim Kikar Kesef, Sotosis here says that Haman wanted to bring the same amount of shkolim of 600,000 Jews, what's it called, and counteract the shkolim that we brought. And the Kometz counteracted that. And the Bach has a whole cheshbin how Aseres Alofim, Kikar Kesef, is exactly the amount of shkolim, half shekel, for 600,000 people for 50 years. Because a person has a 70-year lifespan, 20 years he's chayev in machza shekel, so for 50 times he brings it. 50 times a half a shekel for 600,000 people equals Aseres Alofim Kikar Kesef. Omer le kum levosh hani mani urechov hai susa. So he told Mordechai, get up, put on these clothing, and ride this horse. The boy lechamalka, because the king commanded me to make sure that you do that. Omer le yol yachilna adain lebebani ve'eshkolamazi. I can't do it until I get to take a bath and I cut my hair. The lava orechal is tamushim v'mani the malka hachi. You can't use the king's clothing and ride his horse if you don't have a haircut and you don't have a bath. So the Chara was the 16th day of Nisan, the second day Yontif, in what's it called in Chutz Laretz. So how did Moshe Mordechai get his hair cut? Pashas, it was Pikuach Nefesh. You don't wear the king's clothing without a haircut, so he had to have it done. Behind the fact that the Haman gave him the haircut, and he was only a Messiah. He was he didn't do anything. He just kept himself rigid. He didn't help him by moving his head. Mamela, there's no Isser, surely no Isser Doraisa. And taking a bath is only Nisr Rabbanan. Could be they weren't gozer yet on that Isr Rabbanan. But Pashtas, it was because of Bikuach Nefesh. He had to wear the clothing, and you can't wear them if you don't have a haircut and don't take a bath. Same thing we found by Yosef. Went out of prison on Rosh Hashanah, and he took a haircut, right? And he shaved, and he changed his clothing, all because of Kavod HaMalchus. It was Bikuach Nefesh. Okay, so he says, Malka, Hachi, Shadra Esther, Vasartinu Lekule B'nei Bani, Lekule Umne. So the Chora Esther, right, because they were fasting, made a gzera that no, there couldn't be any bathhouses open and no barbers. Aili Ihu Lebe Bani, Va'ashe, right, so he took him to the bath and he washed him. Haman washed Mordechai. V'ozo Vaisei Zuzo Mibese, and he brought his scissors from his house, because Shoko B'maz, and he cut his hair. While he was cutting his hair, he sighed. The isnich, he groaned. Omerle, amaiko misnachas, why are you groaning? Omerle, gavra da havi choshev le malka mikulu rav ravinoi, hashtli shavi balani, the sapper. Right, I'm the most important sar of the king, and I should end up a barber and a bathhouse attendant. Omerle, rosha, the lav sapper shall kvar kartzum, you say you want a barber. Right, what are you complaining about? You are a barber in kvar kartzum. Tana Haman Saper Shal Kfar Kartzumai. Haman was the barber of this Kfar. Esri Mushtaim Shal for 22 years. Boshet the Shaklin L'mazil, after he cut his hair, Lavshin L'man, put on the clothing, the royal clothing. Omer Le Sak Uruchav, get up on the horse. Omer Le Lo Yachilna, the Tisha. Right? Chiloi Mi Meit HaNisa. So I'm too weak from fasting, I can't get up on the horse. Gochin V'Solek. So he bent down Haman, and he stood on his back, and he got up. He saw the boy at bay. While he was getting up, he kicked him. Mordechai kicked Haman. Omer le lok shiv lechu ben folo yivchal tismach. You're not supposed to be happy when your enemy falls. Omer le honey mila b'yisrael. That's a Jewish enemy. Aval betitchu k'siv yato abam asem usidroch. By you, Goyim, it says that we should, ride on bamosem otidroch. We ride on your backs, on your high places. So, you, we can't be happy when you fall. So Haman called in front of Mordechai. He proclaimed, this is what the king does. This is what happens to a person who the king wants to honor. When they came to Haman's neighborhood, his daughter was standing on the roof. She saw somebody leading somebody on a horse. She thought that the one on the horse was her father. And the one leading him was Mordechai. Shokla tzitza the Vesakise, she took the urinal from the Beis HaKise, or the bedpan. She threw it on his head, Davua, her father. Dolly Aine, the Chazus Davuahu. Then she looked closer and she saw that it was her father, not Mordechai. Noflam Igra, and she fell off the roof. Loved up because she jumped off the roof. She fell off the roof. She got all excited, upset, and she fell off the roof. And she died. Behind the sea, Vayoshe Mordechai Ashar Melech. Mordechai went back to the king's gate. And Haman Nidchafel Beso Avail Vechafui Rosh. Shomer Abshesa Sheshav Lesak Olatani. So Mordechai went back to fasting. He wasn't convinced yet that the nace was going to happen. This could just be a quirk, right? But the gzeirah still existed. And Haman Nidchafel Beso Avail Vechafui Rosh. And Haman went home Avail Vechafui Rosh. He was an avil because his daughter died, and Chafui Rosh, his head was covered with all the garbage from the bedpan. Avala bito v'chofi rosh al she'ira lo. V'yisafer homo l'zeresh ishto l'chol ohavov. Korilu ohavov. Here it calls him his friends. Korilu chachomav. Before it called them his advisors, his wise people. Omer b'yochanan kola. Omer dover chachma. Filu bumos ol nikra chacham. From here we see that even if a person's not really a chacham, they weren't really chachomim, but they said something smart. So a person who's not necessarily a chacham, but he says something smart, he's called a chacham for that thing. Because they were chachamav for what they said. Even though they were only ohavav, they weren't the etzim chacham. In Mizera Yehudim Mordechai, what did they say? If Mordechai comes, Mizera Yehudim, Omrulei imishar shvatim ka'asi yacholesleif. If he comes from any of the other shvatim, you can overpower him. You'll persevere. The imishavit Yehudah, Binyamin, Ephraim, Menashe, but he's Mizera Yehudim. He comes from one of these Shvatim, Yehuda, Binyamin, Ephraim, or Manasseh, lo yachol tele. You won't be able to overpower him. Yehuda deceived Yodcha ba'orech oidecha, right? Yehuda says that he has the upper hand, his hands on the neck of his enemies. Inuch deceibuhu lefnei Ephraim, Binyamin, Manasseh, Oresh, Kvurasecha. These three, the Rabbanu Shalom champions their cause. Ki nofel tipol lefanov, dorosh of Yehuda bar Eloi, shtei nefilos halol ulama, it says nofel tipol, double nefila. Omrlo umazu meshula offer, umeshula kochavim. This nation is compared to the dust and to the stars. Kishen yordim, yordim ad offer. When they go down till the dust. Kishen olin, olin ad kochavim. But when they go up till the stars. Nothing above them. So you're going to fall, surely fall. Rashi. The Eshkol Amazeh, the Ekel Sari. Yeah, you have to give me a haircut. Asartinu, Tziv Soaleim Lachbiyon. And Esther commanded that the bathhouses be closed and the barber. Umni Saporim. Zuza, Zugshel Saporim, the scissor. Kein Misparayim. Otzitz Klicheris. Otzitz is a Klicheris, a bedpan. Litanisa, Yom Shlish Litanisa. It was the third day of the fast, and he went back to fast. Yitzchilu L'samas B'yudal Benisa. Masha Omer HaMikra, L'yom Esmol. Shlishi, vayhi bayom ha-shlishi, tzatilbis Esther Malchus, yom shlishi l'shilua harotzim hoya. Right? They started, over here Rashi says they fasted the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Okay, that was the third day. Im mizera Yehudim, yezera b'Yehudim shim hubam mehem lo suchalo. If she comes from some mizera Yehudim, then you won't be able to overpower it. Malamit shivil b'vahol, okay. Sarisei HaMelech Higiyu Vayavhilu Malamet Sheviyu BeBahala. They brought him in a tumult, right? Velo Rochatz Yofeh Mitinufo. He didn't have a chance to really clean up, and his head was still full of the garbage from the bedpan. Ki Nibkarnu Aniva Ami Ki Enatzar Shove Benezek HaMelech Omra Lo Tzar Zu Eno Shove Benezek Shomelech. Right? Shove Choshesh. This tsar is not shove. He doesn't consider the damage to the king. Because Haman doesn't care about your damage. That's what she said. Ikna bava Vashti v'katla. Right? He got jealous of Vashti and he had her killed. Because Haman was Mamuchan who gave the advice to kill Vashti. Hashti ikni bidi. Now he's jealous of me. Umi boy l'mikti. Wants me killed. Anybody who gets too great, the queen's greater, then he's jealous, so he has them killed. Vayomer HaMelech HaChashverosh, Vayomer L'Esther HaMalka, Vayomer, Vayomer L'Omali. Why does it have to say Vayomer twice? It says Vayomer HaMelech HaChashverosh, Esther HaMalka. Why twice? Omer Rabbi Avoh, B'tchila Al Yedei Turgaman, First he spoke to her through an interpreter. When she revealed who she was, that she came from a royal family, he spoke to her directly. Till now he only spoke to her indirectly because it wasn't covered for the king to speak to a commoner, even though she was his wife, directly. Now he found out she wasn't a commoner, so he spoke to her directly. Vatomer Esther Ish Tsar Va'oyev Homan Horo Hazeh. Omer Abelazar Melamed Choyse Mechava Klapi Achashverosh. She really is pointing at Achashverosh. Upo Malach V'sotar Yod V'klapi Homer. Now Malach came and pushed her hand to Homan. So some say, what was her Havamina? Why would she point to Achashverosh? So some say she meant to say, Ish Tsar Va'oyev, right, the guy who is your Tsar, and Oyev is Homan, but your Tsar, the guy who's out to get you, right, but the Malach said, Achashverosh, I think you're talking about pointing at him, that he's the Ish Tsar Va'oyev. So he pushed her hand. Others say that the truth was that Achashverosh was Ish Tsar Va'oyev. He was also as much an anti-Semite as Haman. And she said the Emes. What's it called? I think the Maral says. That's it. That was the Emes. And whether it's going to hurt, not hurt, you have to say the Emes. So she said the Emes. The Malach came along and said, Emes, no Emes. Right now, the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael is in danger. Point to Haman, not to Achashverosh. Rashi, Malamed Shoyse Mechave Neged Achashverosh, Mirui Bui Atalomed, Ish Sarva Oye Haman Hora Hazeh. Okay. Because there's an extra words over here, so from here it means the Hazeh is that she was pointing. When Ezra says Hazeh, it means you're pointing. Okay. V'amelech kom b'chamoso, v'amelech shob miginas abison, makish shiva l'kima. Just like when he left, he was angry. Makima b'chema, shiva, even when he came back, he was still angry. The ozov ashkel v'malochi ashoris, the idmulek gavri. When he went out to his garden to cool off, he saw malochim in the shape of men, the ko'akri lilani the bushnei. They were uprooting the trees in his garden. Omer lehu, my avu dechayu, what are you doing? Omer lehu, the paktin and Haman. Right, Haman told us to uproot your trees. So lechora, how did a malachim lie? Haman didn't tell him to do anything. So some say that it was a euphemism, that Haman said to uproot the trees, meaning Klal Yisrael. And Achashverosh understood to mean these trees, but they said the truth. He said to uproot the trees. And also, he was mida keneged mida. Haman lied about Klal Yisrael, he was malshin on them. So mida keneged mida was permitted to lie with im ikesh tzakosh, with a crooked person. You're allowed to deal crookedly. But Haman nofil alamita, nofil nofal miboyale. It was in past tense, he already fell. On Rebbe Elazar melamed shabom malach vihipilu aleha. Malach came and threw him on the bed. And they say again here also, how did Malach do something that made it look like Haman wanted to rape the queen when it wasn't true? So they say that by a goy, machshava roa, kodesh baruch mitzar for lemaisa. And Haman had all these machshavas roles. So the Rebbe Elazar just brought it down, lemaisa, as if it actually happened. Omar vay mi beso vay mi bora. He said, they, in the house, you're my tzara. Outside, right, wherever I go, the Haman is trying to get me. Pulling out my trees outside, and now he's wants to go falling on the bed with my wife in the inside. Vayomer HaMelech Hagam Lichbosh HaSamalka Imi Baboyes, Vayomer Charvona. Omer HaBelozer Af Charvona Rosha, Boso Eitzohayu. Charvona was a Rosha who was part of the plot of Haman. Kivin Shirosha L'Nishkai Matzoso Miad Borach. But like the rats leave the boat when it sings, so turned sides when he saw that it wasn't going good for Haman. It says the kings, the Chamas HaMelech Shochocha. Why? What double Shchicha? Right? Achashol Malko Shol Olav Achashol Achashverish. The Rabbanim's anger subsided. And Achashverish's. V'amri lo Achashol Esther V'Achashol Vashti. Achashverish calmed down now for two things. He found out that now Haman was the one who wanted to kill Esther, and he also killed Vashti. So both, after he killed Haman, both things he calmed down for both of them. Okay, Rashi. No fil loshin osa v'holich. It's the present tense. No fil v'rotzo lisko v'amalach mapilo. Rashi, he was constantly falling. He kept falling, and he got trying to get up, and the malach pushed him down. V'yashli cholov ha-kadosh baruch hu mashli purani osal ha-rosha b'li chemla. The Rashi throws the Tsaris on a Russia without mercy. Miyado Baruach Yivrach, Bnei Yosso v'chaveira borchim yado, and all his friends run away from him. Achashal Esther, shayakous achashverish al masha osso haman Esther. He was mad what he tried to do to Esther, and then he was also mad at what he did to Vashti. So both of those things he calmed down from.